Hey, Dog Pound, time now for your one-on-one player interview following the Buffalo Bills game. My guest at this time is, of course, Shane Wynn, the hometown boy, Glenville product, who got his first touchdown with the Browns right here in First Interstate, literally right there, actually, a few feet behind us. What was going through your mind when the ball was in the air?
The ball actually got caught in a light, so I try to do everything possible to just make the ball drop in the pocket. And, you know, Johnny Manziel threw a heck of a ball, and that's where I happened to land at, right in the pocket.
What was it like for you to score right here in First Energy Stadium in Cleveland, in front of your family? What was going through your mind after that?
It was amazing. You know, when he called the play out, my eyes got big because we ran a play before, and we scored on it in practice. I'm like, all right, I just got to be patient, you know, trust, you know, the technique that they tell you. And I trusted it, and it happened to be a touchdown.
It looked like a little out and up for you, a little wheel route out of the slot?
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
All right, so you score the touchdown, you go back to the sideline. It seemed like everybody was fired up for you.
Yeah.
What was that like to have your teammates so excited for you?
I mean, I'm the jokester around, you know, the building, and I'm always smiling. My coaches always be like, what's so funny? And I'm just smiling, enjoying life, you know, playing for your hometown when you're from here is, you know, a heck of a deal. Not too many people get to do that.
Have you talked to any of your family after the touchdown?
No, I haven't talked to nobody yet.
Nobody yet.
I'm going to go get my grandma this game ball.
And that is the ball right there that you caught for the touchdown. You talked about your grandma earlier. She said she wasn't able to be here today. Mm-hmm. Talk about how your family and how important they are to you and what it was like to do this for them.
I wouldn't know until I'm going to see them soon. So I'm pretty sure they're happy and was up there going crazy.
Did Dante Winter come over and say anything to you, another Glenville guy?
Yeah, Dante Winter, you know, Joe Hayden and Dante Winter, actually. You know, all the receivers, and Johnny Manziel smacked my helmet pretty hard. He was pretty fired up.
Did you think you were getting another one on the kick return? You had another electrifying play.
First thing I thought was just catch the ball, and then the second thing was just run, and I just happened to trust my speed, and it turned out to be good.
You mentioned Joe Hayden and the congratulating you after the touchdown. During your return, he literally was jumping around, doing a bunch of theatrics, almost cartwheels on the sideline. I want to say, Joe, we need you to be healthy out there.
Yeah.
But he was so fired up.
He was so fired up.
Seems like this team has a lot of fun together. You guys really are a tight-knit group. For a guy like Joe Hayden to be excited about what you're doing here in your second game with the Browns, what does that feel like?
I mean, it just gives you motivation to keep working hard and, you know, hopefully make the team.
All right, Shane, congratulations. What a great moment for you to score right here, just right there, here right in there. First Energy Stadium tonight. Congratulations, man.
All right.
Nothing like a feel-good story. And the hometown hero right there, Shane Wynn, you could tell. An emotional moment for him getting that touchdown right here in Cleveland. His teammates loved it. I loved it. It was fun to see. And congratulations to that young man. I think he's fighting right now to either be on this team or on the practice squad. That'll do it from First Energy Stadium. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Cleveland Browns.